This is Darish Rabbi Simla, eh? Yeah, so I thought this is a very important Gemara because it establishes that there is a halacha, even though it's Darash Rabbi Simlai, that Paris appears to be a din, that before you daven, you have to give Shevach. In fact, if you look at the Mesoras HaShas, I don't know if anybody did, it's a reference to Perek Aleph of Hilchos Tefillah of the Rambam, which is really interesting because that's where the Rambam tells the story of basically how Tefillah evolved to what we have today. And one of the few Deoraisa aspects of Tefillah, when the Rambam is just mapping out what is Ulavda B'chol Vavchem, is... Right, exactly. That structure, he thinks, is Deoraisa. That's the reference here. So, obviously, the reason that I included this in our discussion is you might say, right, that, you know, the way that we fashion this in a post-Dirabanan mapping of the De'oraisa of Tefillah world, according to the Rambam, because that's what happened, according to the Rambam. The rabbis mapped out a Chi of De'oraisa called Ulo'avda B'chol Avchem. They mapped it out in a particular way with different Tefillos, so Shachris, Mincha, Mariv, Mosaf, Nila, whatever it is. So the rabbis mapped that out, and because we have this Do-Raisa concept, which actually goes back literally to Moshe Rabbeinu, so what we do is we translated this into Smichas Gula Tefillah. In which case, just in terms of our lumdus, this would put Smichas Gula Tefillah, if we're going to be interested in this Gemara, Ben Sionam, what's the lumdus? Yeah, it's a Din Tefillah, exactly right. So I thought that was also important. And it also gets us back to the issue that we suspected would be true of the Yerushalmi. Akiva, you were asking about this just a few minutes ago, because this the simple pshat of what Moshe means, Ata achilosa larosas avdecha, es gadlecha v'esyadecha chazaka, is a reference to, as the Mepharshim point out, just happened.
Amashimot and Va'er, where he was not seeing it, and Hashem was pointing out, like, not I remember at the beginning of Parshat Va'er,
what's a simple pshat in the context? Ata achilosa, you've just started to show me. It could be. What's that? No? Yeah, that's a simple pshat. That's what the Mepharshim pointed out on the spot, right? Ata hachilosa, right? He saw Milchama Sichon Enog. We thought that, oh, okay, you know, that Hutra. So I think that that is the simple pshat. Ata hachilosa l'rosa avdecha, skad l'cha, yesyadcha l'chazaka. I know yad chazaka is definitely a loaded expression, but asher miyel v'ashamayim v'aretz asher yasekim asach v'rosecha, there are no explicit references to Yitzias Mitzrayim here. And Lolim Misadar Adam Shvachol Shalmakom Be'achar Kachis Palo. I'm not saying that Gulas Mitzrayim isn't a very good place to start, but it doesn't seem like it would be able to lay claim to exclusivity. So I think the more that you think it's a din in Tefillah, the less that you think it really is critical that it should be Gulas Mitzrayim. And this Gemara, again, to the extent that we can argue that it's related, would point us in the direction of a broader definition of Geula, and we really replace that with Shevach, which, practically speaking, the Yerushalmi already did. Okay, let's now, excellent, David Ben Sion, you want to take over? This is the Gemara of Hector, Chalav, and Ve'evarim, the Gemara in Daf Tesam et Aleph. So this is now what the Gemara assumed as prior knowledge, almost, for the Machlokes, Rival, and Rabbi Yochanan on Daf Dalet. Right, so that seems to be missing. That's a little surprising.
Or maybe Kriyat Shema Arvis, V'Halel B'Leil Yishapim V'Yachidus Pesach Mitzvasa Na'at Shiyah V'Amar HaShachar Amar HaVyotik Lo Kashiyah
The Laila Hazeh. So this is Shita Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Some of the Rishonim pass this way. He does have a Stam Mishnah in Zvachim. We say it every morning. Ezomikom and Shul Zvachim. Right. Pesach and Onel Chalel Al Chatzos. A Stam Mishnah supports Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So Machlokes between the Rishonim whether we pass in like Rabbi Akiva here or like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is saying, yeah, Midaraisa, the Karban Pesach is Nachal only until Chatzos. And Rabbi Akiva doesn't disagree with him, practically speaking, but he thinks that's a din derabanan. Okay, go ahead, Ben Zion. Why? I'm really Rabbi Akiva. So we don't know what that means yet, but time of frenzy.
So in Cain,
what does it mean? It says, you know, Balaila Hazeh. You're a very fascinating thing, right? The Karban Pesach, no matter how you slice it, whether it's like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah or Rabbi Akiva, Karban Pesach has a very unusual feature in terms of being something that you start to eat at night. It had to say that that's a special din in Karban Pesach. That's a special halacha of Korban Pesach. All of the other korbanos, by definition, once you do the Shechita, there's Rikas Adam, and there's the Avodas HaKorban, so then whether it's Kachem Kachem, and the Kohanim eat it, or Kachem Kalim, and the Bailim eat it, you're going to start eating it right away. So sometimes you have a Laila after that, sometimes you have another day, depending on whether it's a Shlamim or a Tota, whatever it is. But the idea that you have to wait until nighttime is a huge Chiddush, so that's what Rabbi Kiva says. Pshat and Pasach, Ve'achlu es Abasar Balaila, is because this is very unusual in the basic framework of Kachem. Okay. Right, because according to Rabbi Kiva, the point is to tell you that you can only start eating this Kachem at night. It's just to say, Bechu HaSabas or Balayla. Why do you need Balayla Hazeh? Who do you need Balayla Hazeh? Who do you need Balayla Hazeh? So we're not going to go too deep into the world of Kachem right now, but this is one of the most interesting Gemaras about the relationship between the Karban Pesach and the Karban Shlamim. Basically, a Pesach is a subcategory of a shlamim. Okay, what happens if you shach the Pesach shalo lishma and it's not on Pesach? It automatically becomes a shlamim. So there's a lot of discussion about this, but this kind of inversion havamina is a fascinating idea. That the laws of shlamim basically have to apply, and if shlamim is shnei yamim v'layla echad, right in the middle, so then Pesach would have to be right. So Rashi was so taken aback by this Gemara that Rashi tried to almost deny that Rabbi Kiva was really saying this, and he says, "No, you wouldn't really eat it in the day in between. You'd have the extra. There wouldn't be a psulina, whatever it is." Okay, a little surprising. I think so. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, "No, you would have known that you don't have this additional light. Milo sosirad boker nafka." You can't leave it past the morning. Tosfos, by the way, asked Akash, says, if Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah knew that pasuk so well, how could he think that you could only eat it until chatzos? No, sar only is once in the morning. So Tosfos has this great line where he says, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds that pasuk means, lo sasir menu ad boker, is lo sasa davar, that's going to be goremit to become no sar in the morning. Because once you get past chatzos, you're not going to be allowed to eat it, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. You can't burn it either. So memelo will become no sar in the morning. Okay. That's Tosfos' answer to the question. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Milo Sosir Ad Boker, Nafka, Rabbi Kiva. Right, you would think the next morning, the morning after, not the 15th in the morning, but the next morning. So he doesn't think that that's ever Havamina. Lo Sosir Minu Ad Boker means the first Boker that you hit, namely the morning of the 15th. Vahani tanai kahani tanai. So now we're getting a little closer to Tanya.
Shem tizbach as a pesach ve'ere,
ba'arev kivo Hashem esh moed seiz chamitzrayim. Rav Lazar omer
ba'arev hafiz ha'be'ach kivo Hashem esh at ha'ukhel moed seiz chamitzrayim at ha'sori. Rav Yeshua omer ba'arev at ha'be'ach.
So far the same.
Kivo Hashem esh at ha'ukhel.
Good.
Ve'ad masai at ha'ukhel.
So like Rabbi Akiva, okay? So Amar Rabbi Abba, so now we're getting really, really close to, into our zone. Hakol Modim.
Hakol Modim, Shenegul Yisrael,
Okay, so notwithstanding the actual words Tani Na Mihacha, you have two very different formulations in the Gemara. So the first time the Gemara discusses this, say, oh, everybody really agrees. The Jewish people left in the daytime, Macharas HaPesach Yatzu B'nei Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim, and everybody agrees that the Geula was really at night, Hotziyacha Hashem Elokim Mitzrayim Laila. So that's a striking line. If you knew Daf Tes before you knew Daf Dalet, you'd be very confused on Daf Dalet. Because you'd say, no, everybody really agrees that the Geula was when? At night, right? And that during the daytime, they just that's when they actually left. But, right, Hakol Modim, everybody really agrees, according to this Gemara, Shenigalu Yisrael Mimitzrayim Lo Nigalu Elo Ba'erev. Everybody agrees to that. Geula was really at night. Wait a minute, so that's very different. Right, then you get to the Tani Na Mihachi. The Tani Na Mihachi takes a little bit of a different position. So it's a similar idea, quote, similar psukim, and says Melamed shehischilo lahem gula mi ba'erev, but that the gula actually continued to the morning. So those are two very different formulations. So Rashi says something really interesting here. So Rashi says akol modim. Let's read those Rashi's ben Zion through Chipazon di Yisrael. Those four Rashi's at the bottom. Yeah, that's the pasuk says. Vatechzak Mitzrayim alam lemaher l'shalcham min aretz. This week's etra ki amru kulanu mesim me erev nigalu. That's geula. Geula means that you're free, right? Literally. Right. So, again, you know, if I were to just ask you, like, the spirit of pure intellectual honesty, what's more a time of geula, night or morning, based on this presentation here in the Gemara, what would you say, Ephraim?
Night.
Yeah. Right? Hotziyacha Hashem Elokim Mitzrayim Laila. Hashem was the one who was active at night. Right? Klal Yisrael refused to go. They wanted to go out on their own terms. So Klal Yisrael said, we're going to go out, right, in the morning. Mimacharas HaPesach Yatzu B'nei Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim B'yad Rama. But when did Hashem really do it for us? So if the idea, just trying to plug this back in now, if the idea is shavach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what he did, you might think it was exclusively at night, not just also at night, but it's almost fakert of what we would thought based on the Gemara Daftal. So this is what it's all based on. So you would read this Gemara inside, you get a little bit of a more complicated picture of, you know, this idea of Geula Meorta maybe being the ultimate Geula. Yeah, the Kiva.
Ephraim brought up the question when we were learning about the Etzem Hayom Hazeh.
Yeah.
So how does that fit into this conversation? Because that seems to say Hashem was taking active
over death. Well, the Etzem Hayom Hazeh comes up multiple times in the context of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Which Pasuk? Well, the pasuk says Zachor Asayom Hazeh Asher Otziyacha Hashem Elokim. So that there is a pasuk that says you know, that Hashem took us out in the day, Zachars Hayom Hazeh. Remember, the Rambam uses that pasuk to talk about the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim Balayla.
I think just, isn't that also the quote? Let's see, Hashem, I have to find it, but
the
Etzem Hayom Hazeh.
Yeah,
there's definitely one
in Rambam. Yeah, multiple times, but multiple times. I'm just going to get out the Chumash. I think it's Betzem Hayom Hazeh, Yatsu B'nei Yisrael, Meretz Mitzrayim Al Tzivosah.
Okay.
That is Yatsu B'nei Yisrael.
That's right.
I think not that Hashem's activity. The way that I remember the pasuk again is Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh Yatsu B'nei Yisrael Meretz Yisrael Mal Tzivu Sam. But let me just check to make sure I'm not conflating anything.
Where are the other
bats? Ayim Yikei Shloshim Shana Ve'Arba Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh Yatsu Kol Tzivos Hashem Meretz Mitzrayim. Is that what you're referring to?
I guess. I'm
okay. So, I think...
So still,
that's
fine.
Sort of...
Yeah,
I think that's confirmational.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Okay. Ilan.
Ezra said something yesterday about...
So,
no, it could be like a confirmation to yourself, I think. So, if it's one reaction that he's trying...
Yeah, I agree. So it's hard, right? Again, incompatible with the general idea of the Yerushalmi or the Bavli on Lamed Beis, but fair. Okay, so that's where things lie. The Gemara and Tess complicates matters, I think, in terms of the simple assumptions of the Gemara and Daf Dalet. But be that as it may, now let's take a look on Tess Lamed Beis. Again, we'll go through the Gemara quickly because I know. You know the Gemara, I just really want to extract one point today, mostly from Tosfos. But both Tosfos, and the first Tosfos, the longer Tosfos, and then the shorter Tosfos. Okay, so let's have it at it. Okay, Mikey, you want to... Mei Masai Korin Ishma B'Shachos? Mei Masai Korin Ishma B'Shachos.
Mishayakir Ben Tchelas Lelava. Rabbi Eliezer Ben Tchelas
Okay, so we know. So my bit tchelas alavan either mikvav adam or the chivra likvav adam or the chelasa habilil yanami made the yadi. You can figure that out at night. Ella. Machlokes Rashi Tosfos. Not for now. Tanya Rabbi Meir Omer. Okay, Rabbi Kiva Omer ben Chamer Larod, Acherim Omerim. Again, what kind of friends? Same question as we had before. It says Ragil ben Oragil, etc. So Amar Rav Huna Halacha. Yeah. Okay, very good. So, the initial assumption of the Gemara was that Mishayakir was the correct time. And then the Gemara says, well, wait a minute, that may be true narrowly for Kriyashma, right? Good, as I know the Gemara says Tfilin, but there's this additional factor that maybe we should manipulate this man Kriyashma
to try to make Vasikin happen.
To be so meich gula l'tvila kivasikin. So that's a really important line in the Gemara. Good, excellent. That was the point that I was trying to extract. So, again, you know, word of din in Kriyat Shema would not become the handmaiden of Tefillah. So it seems, right, again, we'll get to Rashi in a second, maybe complicate matters a little bit, but it seems from the simple reading of the Gemara, and again, the Balei HaTosfos certainly understood it this way, we'll establish that point in a second, is that we'll manipulate this man Kriyat Shema for the sake of smichas geula l'tfila kivasikin. Just a few more lines in the Gemara, and then we'll go to Tosos, and then just point out how Rashi really sticks out in this way. And the Balei Tosos and Yuma I mentioned earlier today were perplexed by that line in Rashi. So let's go a little bit further. Okay, so then the Gemara says basically what we saw again on Daf Talad, so we don't need to reiterate that for now. So the Balei HaTosfos, just in terms of reading this Gemara, drew the following conclusion. Avi, go ahead. So the Kriyat Shema Kivasikin. There you have it. So that's explicit. So Balei HaTosfos drew the conclusion of this Gemara that the whole idea of Kriyat Shema just before Netzach Hama is a manipulation of this man Kriyat Shema to satisfy Smichas Gula Tzvila Kivasikin, meaning since the Vasikin are davening at the absolute optimal time, Yerochaim Shamesh, the Neyareach Dor Darim, will sacrifice a little bit in terms of Kriyat Shema, if you will, you know, Samach Lamitasa, or the first thing that you should do, will push it off a little bit in terms of this man for the sake of Smichas Gula Tzvila. Now that's an amazing thing in terms of the power of Smichas Gula Tzvila, right? We're manipulating a din d'oraisa with his man Kriyat Shema. What's that?
I'm telling you to wait a little.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's not, but conceptually, it's a powerful thing. We're not telling you, you know, in practical terms to wait all that long. But conceptually, the fact that we would say that, you know, anything could defer this man Kriyat Shema, I think is interesting, and Smicha Skula Tefila qualifies for that. But very, very clearly, it would emerge that it's a din in the tefila, right? Smicha Skula Tefila is set up not to, you know, satisfy the needs of Kriyat Shema, but to satisfy the needs of tefila. And that, Avi, just skipping down again to the next Tosos, which I know we saw already, but just again to confirm the point. Right, that suspicious smile that was on his face all day when everybody was Samech Gula L'Tfila, right? Right, which is goof our point, right? That the real Smicha school of Tfila, right, is Kivasikin, exactly right.
The question still kind of stands. Like, what about all the people that do that? Can they also not have this little public?
Well, I don't know, all the people, right? You know. The few, the proud, the Vasikin. So then you have the difficult Rashi. The difficult Rashi. Okay, so Rami, you want to just... The Rashi, which is difficult, and that's the... The Baal HaTosfos read the Gemara the way that I think, you know, you'd all read the Gemara. The difficulty is a little bit in Rashi. So, Dichsev Yirou Chaim Shamesh, it sounds like that the Gemara is saying is, we'll delay this Zman Kriyat Shema a little bit so that we can get Smichas Gula Tefila, you know, instead of saying Kriyat Shema at Alos HaShachar and then waiting 30 minutes and saying, you know, Tefila, because of Smichas Gula Tefila, we'll push off Kriyat Shema so that we can satisfy Smichas Gula Tefila behekshair in the context of the optimal Tefila, which is Yirou Chaim Shamesh. So, how does Rashi learn? Right, so Rashi makes this whole thing about Kriyat Shema. It's a little, you know, very, very difficult to understand in the context of the Gemara. So, do you guys all have, I have it, like to do this very often, but it was just sort of easy and convenient. So did they give you guys, in your version of the Gemara, this extensive packaging of Tosfos in the back?
Yeah.
Okay, so if you just flip back for a second.
Oh,
you guys have it like super organized that way. So I just have like what's called Tosfei Tosfos. You don't have that?
We also have Tosfos.
Okay, so if you take a look at that, just for a second. I just want to show you something. Yeah, so if you just, they have it organized, you know.
It's not
the entire thing. So it's Rabbi Yehuda. One of them is Tosfos Rabbi Yehuda. One of them is. So there's a long Tosfos in Yuma on Lamed Zayin Amud Beis about this. Amar Abaye. So I'm just going to read I have no idea what the pagination is.
Wait, Tosfos. It's commenting on where. On our Gemara?
Yeah. It's just in parallel. Basically, this is a Gemara, this is a Tosfos in Yuma and Daf Lamed Zayin that has a germane information to our Gemara. So you see what they organized is according to our Gemara. It's a short little passage. I'm just, you know, wanted to...
Second Dibur HaMaskel on Tosfos on page Yud Beis in the thing.
Which one is it?
Yud Bet on top 12.
Okay, so there's a line that starts with the words Avraham Rabbeinu Chanan al Pirish the Vasikin Gormin Osei Menetzah Chamamia Adam Mefarish Gormin Korin Mefarish Yirau Chaim Shamesh Hainu Kabbalas Machos Shemayim Vahainu Kriyat Shema Kodem Zrichas Hashemesh Uvolai Levne Yareach Kolomar Kodem Zrichas Yareach Samachotzeisa Kochavim. Etc. Etc. Basically, the way that Rashi interpreted that line of the Gemara, Vikasha Delishna Dichdei Sheyismoch Gula Letzvila. I'm just literally reading what it says in Tosfos and Yuma. This is the part that I wanted you to sort of pay attention to. Delishna Dichdei Sheyismoch Gula Letzvila Mashma Da'iri Beikar Tefila. That Yismoch Gula Letzvila is a din in Tefila. And moreover, v'o dekra yirau chaim shamesh mokmile gabe tfila v'perek tfilas hashachar. Okay. V'o delashon gomrin mashma shemeschilim nikros kodem aneitz mechavden kach shegomrin osa betchilas aneitz kedei sheyispalalu betchilas aneitz. So the Baal HaTosfos and Yuma just make one point. Three different ways. Don't worry too much about it if you didn't, for whatever reason, you couldn't see it inside. It's not that important. But they're saying the way that Rashi read our Gemara is bizarre. Smichas gula l'tfila is to set up the optimal tfila and the optimal zman for tfila. The optimal tfila is always immediately after a geula, and the optimal tfila is always im shamesh vilifnei yareach dor dorim. So the idea that Rashi made it about Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim was very bothersome to the Baal HaTosfos. It also happens to be the way Rabbeinu Chanan learned the Gemara. So this is why it's, again, just methodologically for you guys as we wrap up for today, it's always important to map out the possibilities in advance. You appreciate it much more. So at least on Daf Tes Amud Beis, what happens is is that Rashi, and we know thanks to the Baal HaTosfos and Yuman Daf Lamed Zayin, Rabbeinu Chanan will also make it sound almost like Smichas Gula Tfila as it did in Kabbalah's Malchus Shamayim. But the Baal HaTosfos point out, both in Brachos and in Yuma, that that's not really what the Gemara says. The Gemara says the Zman of Kriyat Shema fundamentally is earlier. Fundamentally is earlier. But we delay it or we defer it for purposes of Smichas Geula L'Tfila. So I'm just going to, because I can't help myself, which Rishon does that sound a lot like, what the Baal HaTosfos are saying? It's exactly what the Shita of the Rambam was, right? The Rambam says that if a person was Yotzei L'Derech, then L'Chatchila, they could say Kriyat Shema from Alos HaShachar. That is the proper Zman of Kriyat Shema, right? We delay it because we want to, you know, enhance our Tfila. Right? So it's actually Shitas HaRambam as well, that, you know, we manipulate this Zman Kriyat Shema for the sake of Smichas Geula Tfila. But if you're not going to be able to do that because you're Yotzei L'Derech, and your tefillah is going to be compromised anyway, what sense would there be delaying Kriyat Shema? That's why he says, you can say Kriyat Shema then, L'chatchila. That's the proper Zman. So again, Rov Rishonim understood, Smichas Geula Tefillah is really a din in tefillah. That's why we're using it as the transitional sugya. I'm not saying that there's no evidence in the other direction. There is the B'shach B'chav Kumecha line in the Abdalad. There is Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel for sure. There is the possibility that it will apply even when we don't have Kriyat Shema and formal tefillah. But again, I think that when you put the Yerushalmi together with the Gemara and Lamed Beis and the Gemara and Daf Tes, what seems to really emerge very clearly is that the primary mahalich in the sugya is that it's a din in tefillah. And if that's true, then we have to wonder a little bit about mincha. Ilan, your point from before notwithstanding, a good point from before, okay? Maybe it's not possible then, but we'll still want to integrate some kind of a shevach to satisfy the basic approach of the Yerushalmi, or the Bavli and Lamed Beis, Yisadar Adam Shvach Hoshomakom, V'achar Kach Yispalel. So I think we're starting to see the Derech HaMelech sort of emerge in our sugya. And that Derech HaMelech is Smichas Geula L'Tfila, is really primarily a din in tefillah. We're not done yet. We have to see a little bit more. But we've seen pretty strong evidence in that direction. Im kain, the following line, and this will be the last line. Im kain, if you have a tefillah harishus, there's a lot to talk about. Im kain. Because if you don't really have to daven, as we were discussing yesterday, so how much do you really have to set up? So again, three possibilities. You're going to say, forget it, the Rav Amram. We're going to say, we're going to do it because, you know, we want it to match the general tzura of how we go into tefillah, that im kvar we're davening, we might as well do it the right way. Or that it's a compensatory mechanism, that since the tefillah is only a tefillah sarishos, then you need an even greater matir. That was, you know, my suggestion in the lumdus. Okay, so that's where we're going to pick it up a little bit tomorrow, tefillah so erev. And hopefully we'll be at least ready, if not for the Ravya, at least for Shitas HaRambam.